welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 365. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track by Fashionism, a band from Vancouver, BC, with the song Subculture Suicide. That is the A-side of the band's upcoming three-song single, due out July 26th on Dirt Cult Records. Excellent rock and roll and power pop there. And if you know anything about the Too Much Rock Podcast, you know those are two of my favorite things. Anyway, lots of music for you again this week. That means short songs, big impacts, lots of fun. Let's go. This is The Interrupters with the song By My Side.
Yeah, well,
how to keep your motor running there. We started that set with The Interrupters from LA. That song is called By My Side, and that's the first single off the band's Say It Out Loud album, which came out June 24th on Hellcat Records. That song there, one of the few that aren't political on the album. Most of it is all kind of libertarian politics, which I'm not sure why I can handle, anarchists saying stick it to the man, but libertarians saying stick it to the man feels different. I don't know. I guess I just don't want to hear people rail against the liberal media. It all sounds kind of dirty to me. After that, we heard from Don't, a band from Portland, Oregon, with the song 89. That is on the 8-track album Fever Dreams. 8 tracks on that album, not an 8-track cassette. Anyway, that was self-released back February 1st of this year. More punk rock coming. This is the band The Nervous with the song Psalm 23. So much punk rock today. That set there ended off with the Immortal Micronauts, or as they became later, just the Micronauts, from Lawrence, Kansas. That is song 16, and that's on the band's first self-titled album, which came out in 1982, though that has just been re-released by Bar None Records. In fact, the entire Micronauts catalog is being re-released. I know I picked up that first album and then the EP that followed it, and that's how it ended up here on the podcast. I'm sure I'll pick up the other two releases from the band's catalog, and you'll probably hear them on the podcast as well, kind of how things work. Before that, we heard from the band The Nervous from Denver, Colorado. This song is called Psalm 23, and that's on the band's self-titled, I think it was an EP that they put out about a year ago, May 22nd, and put that out themselves. I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So we're going to take a left turn here, veer away from the punk rock, slow things down a little bit, and even veer into the country land. This is Sturgill Simpson with the song Welcome to Earth.
Hello, my son. Welcome to Earth. May not be my last, but you'll always be my first. Wish I'd done this 10 years ago, but how could I know? How could I know that the answer was so easy? I've been told you measure a man by how much he loves. When I hold you, I treasure each moment I spend on this earth under heaven above. Grandfather always said God's a fisherman, and now I know the reason why. And if sometimes Daddy has to go away, well, please don't think that it means that I don't love you. Oh, how I wish I could be there every day. 'Cause when I'm gone, makes me so sad and blue. And holding you, the greatest love I've ever known. Oh, when I get home, it breaks my heart. See how much you've grown. All on your own. Oh.
This means anything. There's so much more for us to be than seen. Somehow all of the sudden I find myself struggling to lie. Are too much not enough? Childish need for attention. It's a desperate act of a disappearing man. You better catch him while you can. weather, perilously tethered. I ain't fooling anyone, least of all me. Calling in sick forever, and I'm calling bullshit on everyone. This is a test. I'm failing. You were right, babe. I love how you know me. I know how you love me. I know how you long for this song. Thank you.
chill now, or maybe a little betrayed. I don't know, one or the other. But that was definitely a shift there. We ended things with Flesh and Electricity by Camp Cope. That is on the band's self-titled album that they released themselves on April 22nd of this year, a band out of Melbourne in Australia, who have written one of my favorite albums of the year. Go out to Bandcamp, download that one. That is a fantastic album, and knowing that they're from Melbourne, and, well, I'll probably never see them live, but that makes me sad because that is just a fantastic album, and you'll hear more about that when we count things down at the end of the year. Let's see, before that, we heard from Owen with the song The Desperate Act. That is, of course, the project of Mike Kinsella, based out of Chicago, but that album, The King of Whys, which doesn't come out until July 29th on polyvinyl, was recorded up with Bon Iver, and has a little fuller sound maybe than some of his past work, though I must say that particular song I played and all of my favorite, well, they just sound like Owen, and that's a good thing. And then we started that set off with Sturgill Simpson. The song I played was Welcome to Earth Pollywog, and that leads off the album A Sailor's Guide to Earth, which came out April 15th on Atlantic Records. That is an album that has made so many people's middle of the year best of list, including NPR. I'm not embarrassed to say that. And so I reached out, got it, picked up a copy, and gave it a chance, and I think I like it. Definitely lumped into the alt country brand, but it's not a kind of No Depression album. It's just alt country because he does a lot of different things, including that big kind of soulful horn section that wrapped up the end of that track. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 365. It's a whole year worth of podcasts. You can find out more information on the podcast by visiting the Too Much Rock website, which is toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, lots of things coming up here. The 9th is a busy day. Eternal Sleep is at Prohibition Hall. Bleeding Gums are at Gacy's Place. And Laguerre is playing at Josie Records. 10th of July, Garbage at the Uptown. The 12th, Smash the State at the Riot Room. 14th through 16th is the Lawrence Field Day Fest. 3 days, lots and lots of music. 15th through 17th is the Buzz Beach Ball at Children's Mercy Park. The 20th is Weezer and Panic at the Disco at the Starlight, or Brian Wilson at the Kauffman Center. 23rd, Cultivate Fest is at Penn Valley, and there's somebody playing that I really want to see, and I keep forgetting who it is. But hey, it's a middle of the day sort of fest. And it's free, so what could be better than wandering in, checking out some bands? On the 27th, Shell Shag is playing at Troost Ford. I think that's with Swerve on. 29th, Witch Jail at Holy Cow, and I think that one is with Beelzebabes, who I haven't seen yet, and looking forward to that. 30th, White Oak at the Record Bar. Looking into August, the 1st, CCTV at Snake Tank. Broncho on the 3rd, rather, at Riot Room. Jank at Records with Merit on the 11th. The 13th, Madball are playing at the Riot Room, and I think that's with Blindside USA. Joan Jett, the 15th, at Starlight. 17th, No Thanks at East Wing. 19th, Architects are playing a show at Riot Room, and I forget who that's with, but somebody good as well. 20th, Beach House at the Uptown. 22nd, Sadie's at the Riot Room. 25th, at Molly Maguire at the Record Bar. And the 29th, The Body, playing somewhere in Kansas City, though we don't know quite where yet. I think that's with Full of Hell as well, so hardcore. Anyway, looking at the website, not much new. There is pictures and video of that Black Pussy, Inner Altar, Young Blood, Super Cult, and From the West show. But other than that, not much happening. We'll see about that. Anyway, one track left for you. This is Duran Jones and the Indications, a gentleman based out of Bloomington, Indiana, going to school at Indiana University, or just finished his master's there, my alma mater. The song I play is called Make a Change. I think that's the lead-off track from Now I'm Gone, the album that came out July 1st on Coal Mine Records. This is definitely in the neo-soul category, and you know, if we smooth you out with the last set this time, we're just going to lay that groove on thick, and it's going to be a way for you to bliss out into wonderfulness. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. We're going to end it here with Duran Jones and the Indications. We'll talk again next week. We'll be right back.
know a job.